everybody, Amanda Van Hyle here with a special bonus episode of the Shine Sparkers podcast. I am joined by friends Irene and Roy, and we got to see the Nintendo Direct today that showed the release date and another amazing trailer for Metroid Prime 4.
That was amazing.
So I'm going to open up the floor to you guys. What did you guys think about the trailer? What were your first responses when you first saw it?
Well, I had a hunch that we were going to see Prime 4, more of a desperate hope, because the last time we saw it was in March. They've had the same demo of it at various events worldwide, including last month in Toronto and at Gamescom in Cologne. So I was on pins and needles hoping that we would see something, and then we did. Fun fact, I was watching the trailer with Darren, and it opens up by showing Samus on her new motorcycle, and he thought initially that it was a third-person racing spin-off, and I thought, no, there's no way. And then it shifted to first-person, and I went, yep, this is Prime 4, and then got all excited. The sigh of relief that I let out when we got the release date, because my God, how long have we been waiting for this? 8 years. Think about it. 8 years. That's an entire presidential term that we've been waiting to play Prime 4, plus an extra 10 years from Metroid Prime 3. I'm rambling. The trailer was awesome. The bike looks super awesome, and it was great to get another glimpse of Psylocke, however brief. Also, we're getting Amiibo.
We're getting Amiibo.
Amiibo.
Now to add more to my collection, as if I needed to add more to my collection already.
The bike one is pretty huge as well.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get it. Do I need to spend the money? No. Do I have room on my shelf for it? Also, no. Am I going to get it? Of course.
That's just how it is.
Because I'm irresponsible.
Oh, I'm right up there with you. I have all the Metroid Amiibo. Thankfully, my best friend got me the Ridley Amiibo when he was on a trip, because he asked me, do you have it? And I said, no. And then he showed me a picture. I went, no, I love you. So that was generous.
All right, Irene, what did you think?
My first thought was, why is she sitting on a bike? Why is there a bike? This is so stupid. This is so silly. But at the same time, they've been doing a lot of cool but different stuff for Beyond, which I wouldn't think they would even dare to do, considering how they had to scrap the development in the first place. So currently, I'm down for any ideas they have, but I haven't been super receptive at the start.
Well, I'm glad that they're doing something different, because I feel like some players have complained, oh, this is just the same as the first Prime. It's not different. It's not revolutionary. Well, they're adding something new. They're adding a brand new third-person element to Prime, and they're adding new mechanics, and it's a very smooth, very high-performing game. So it is the fourth Metroid Prime, but it is trying to revolutionize it and take it in a new direction.
I'm excited just for the new generation of Metroid fans getting to experience this alongside veteran Metroid fans and both getting a whole new gameplay experience.
Yes.
Yeah, that's huge by itself.
Any new fans who discovered Metroid through Metroid Prime Remastered.
Or Dread
would get excited for Prime 4. This is another reason why they need to port 2 and 3 as well.
Hell, because new
fans need to be able to experience the whole trilogy.
I cannot believe they have not done that yet. That's shocking. I was really expecting them to say and you can go ahead and play 2 and 3 now that it's been ported.
It's either taking them a while or they're going to do something like they'll put it on Switch Online.
Probably Switch Online.
Probably.
And next year is the Metroid 40th anniversary.
Yes.
Everything's turning 40, including me. So when I saw the trailer, a million things were running through my mind. So first of all, I see the whatever it is setting that they're in. I can't think of words right now. And I'm going, oh, okay, this is Metroid. Okay, we've definitely got Metroid. And then we see Samus on the bike. And I was the same way. I'm like, this is not a spinoff. And then at the same time, I'm thinking, wait, are they doing some weird Tron crossover happening here? I mean, not that I would not complain if they did do a Tron crossover. but I would complain if that meant not getting Metroid Prime 4. But then I was like, okay, this is just a new mechanic. And I want to ride that motorcycle, even though, like, I would probably crash it. But I still cannot wait to, like, control it. And it looks really cool. And it was just a whole lot of excitement. And I feel like when I saw the date, I just went, oh, thank God. It's nice to have, like, an actual date to be looking forward to instead of just, like, well, you know, they say it's going to be this year.
The release date for Metroid Prime 4 is the equivalent of being stranded in the desert and finding an oasis.
You are not wrong. I mean, at least they didn't do a Silk song and just go, hey, it'll be here in 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
I would have legitimately lost it. And I'm stuck on Silk song right now, so that hurts. Anyway, hopefully Prime 4 is not going to be on the difficulty level of Silksong. I do want a challenge, but not rip my hair out level of challenge. I don't think Retro is as masochistic as Team Cherry.
They're so mean.
Yeah, they're still going to have that Nintendo family first party thing going on.
Yeah. Echoes was probably the hardest Metroid.
But the nice thing about, like, a Metroid game and Metroidvanias in general is you get to see your progress as you, like, gradually get better and better when you, like, die over and over. It's like, oh, wait, no, now I can just fly through this part because you start to just learn how everything works.
Yep.
And then you go back to it and go, I remember when I thought this was hard.
I do have one random thought about the new bike mechanic, actually.
Okay.
I kind of feel like it's attempting to be the replacement for Samus's gunship. Because in Prime 3, we had missiles and grapples and stuff, so it was more involved in that game. But because in Beyond, Samus, like, teleported somewhere else, they kind of have to do something else. I think the bike is supposed to be the gunship in a way, that Samus has different abilities that she can use with the bike.
One thing I noticed with the bike is, I may have been looking at it wrong because I was watching it on my phone, but it looks like you can Akira slide into enemies, and I am 100% for that. And I'm going to be, like, trying to Akira slide into absolutely everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was cool.
Akira slides make me, like, way too happy. I don't know why, but anytime I see one, I'm like, yeah, it's an Akira slide.
It's so iconic.
And it also has projectile firing capabilities, which kind of reminded me of Star Fox.
I was thinking that also.
Right?
I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, I am getting some Star Fox vibes from this. Okay. This is going to help fill my Star Fox void for a little while, too.
Poor Star Fox fans. They have it worse than us.
Yeah, we Metroid fans complain and moan because we've had hiatuses before, but nothing compares to being a Star Fox or an F-Zero fan.
What did you guys think about the desert area?
I thought it looked neat.
I feel like it's either a level on its own or it's a hub world. But I also wonder if the rainforest area is the hub world.
That's my guess, is the rainforest area has more of that hub world feel from what I've seen. Or at least it fits, like, the Metroid feel for a hub world. And I was thinking the desert's its own little section.
The desert is probably part of a sequence, because we see Samus on the bike in the desert, and we also see her riding the bike into that large facility. So it could be that the bike is just to get around areas, and maybe you don't even use it in the rainforest overworld.
I'm guessing the bike is one of those things you have to use for the desert, and it's like, in order to get through the desert, you got to get the bike.
Probably. Otherwise, you're in for a long walk.
Yeah.
It'll be like the driving levels in Uncharted.
I feel like it might be like the Hyrule Fields in Ocarina of Time, because I see a lot of different areas to go to, but they're like at the very edge of the map. A lot of people might be afraid that we're getting an open world game, but I just think that it'll be like Ocarina of Time, in which that you can choose where to go sometimes, but there's also kind of order to things.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I like that kind of open world where it's not like, okay, just go and do what anything. It's like, no, there you can choose, but there's still some structure to it, and I like having a structural story.
Yeah.
That one area might be open world, but I can't see Metroid doing full open world, because it defeats the purpose of isolationism.
That makes sense.
Also, Retroid would be so crazy if they did that as well.
Might explain why it took so long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they can only add so many new elements. I feel like if they added in open world also, then it would just be like, okay, that's getting a bit much.
Oh, I do have one vital question, though.
Okay.
This is important.
All right.
Will Silux have a bike as well?
Yes.
One can hope.
One can hope.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah?
Metroid Equestrian Races. Oh, I kind of wish that was real, though.
I'd play it.
But we do know what Retro was working on now.
True.
Looked like it could have been fun and charming.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, at the end of that one Star Fox game, Falco and Fox ran away to join F-Zero.
They need to make more Star Fox games. What the hell?
All right, so we asked you guys a mailbag question, and you guys were really quick to answer considering this whole thing happened. We're literally recording this later in the day from today's Nintendo Direct. Like, this is all happening all at once, so that's pretty cool. But we asked you guys what you thought of the new gameplay, and here is what you said. Well, MewTube HK says the bike looks sick and is likely going to assist in traversing between areas a lot since movement's always been sort of slow throughout the trilogy. I just hope there's enough to engage with in the open area in terms of both action and exploration.
Yeah, I saw one comment that said the desert area looked barren. You only saw like 3 seconds of it.
Well, that's typically what a desert is. That's kind of like a thing. Like,
right. There'll be probably places where you can get off and explore. It's like 2 seconds that you saw.
I want a Tron light bike race between Silux and Samus. That's what I want.
Yeah. I think it would be funny if, even if the desert was pretty barren, if you could like align your bike according to the sand dunes and gain speed like that.
Ooh.
Now this is pod racing.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunities even if the environment itself is kind of barren.
Yeah.
All right, so Arbiter Winner says, I'm wondering where Retro is going with Prime 4, but I trust them enough to give them a chance. The bike was definitely unexpected, but I do hope they actually make use of it properly if this is a fully seamless world. Hopefully it makes backtracking a little less boring. Got a point there. And then NickX Name says, it took me a while to fully process the Direct. I won't jump to conclusions, but I think Retro Studios is taking a huge risk. I don't think the bike is a bad addition, and I love its design, though the textures of it when zoomed are kind of poor. But man, that desert area is making me worried. It looks empty, and I hope it won't be the main focus of the game unless it manages to blend in and be different from what it looks like from the trailer. I'm also doubtful about its purpose. Perhaps it will be a way to access new areas of the game, a way to replace elevators. Who knows? I didn't even think of that. I like the idea of access new areas. Anyways, I think everything else looked great, but I have my finger crossed. I'm glad they are doing something different, although not revolutionary. I don't know. I'm going to argue with you there. That looks revolutionary by including a motorcycle, but I don't want them to abandon the Metroidvania formula in a Metroid game.
That's fair.
Also valid.
That might actually be the comment I was referring to.
But yeah, we don't see the desert for very long to get like a full judge of it.
Yeah. You know, we'll find out how populated it is once we have the game. I don't think the motorcycle is going to be a huge, it'll just be for traversing large areas and getting to and from places, but I'm pretty sure that the core gameplay of platforming and combat will be there. They're going to have fights here and there, because Metroid is, since Other M, taking a more action-oriented focus, at least with the fights, but the core atmosphere is still there, and I think that we'll still have those areas that are desolate, and Silux isn't going to be turning up everywhere. I do hope we'll see him multiple times and not just once at the start and then at the end. I want a proper story for him, and from what Richard Verodi told us, there will be one. But I am optimistic, and the bike is a cool addition. And in fact, we might not we're not going to have this episode out for a few days, probably, but after this podcast is done recording, I'm going to be publishing another impromptu feature on Shinesparkers, which is a translation of an article from Nintendo's Japanese site, which goes into a bit more detail about the bike.
That's pretty cool.
That'll be neat.
Yeah, so you can look forward to that. And thank you to our translator, Darts, for getting it back to me so quickly.
Thank you, Darts.
Thank you.
I can't believe the new suit was like a bike suit all along.
The bike itself is called Viola, with dashes between, hyphens.
And it's purple, like violet.
Yeah. And the suit is called the Viola suit. Hmm. Now, I had to tell our friend Gladrax this because he is not a fan of the character Viola from Bayonetta 3. And that was immediately the comparison that I went to. And he didn't know about the suit being called that because on Nintendo Today, they said it's called the Viola suit. So I told him, you're not going to like this. It's called the Viola suit. No effing way. I don't think he was very happy.
Probably not.
Well, we'll see what happens. From today, we have less than 100 days left until we can finally play Prime 4.
Yay!
Finally.
Now I know what day to make sure I'm... Oh, I'm actually doing that right now, requesting to make sure I am off work on the... What's December 4th? I can't think of
what. That's a Thursday.
That's a Thursday. I will be off both days then.
Oh my God.
Everyone, block off Thursday, December 4th. You don't want to be spoiled. We've waited too damn long for Prime 4.
I am literally putting in right now, I am unavailable to work on the 4th and 5th.
I'm fortunate enough to work from home, so it's not as if I have to commute into the office. So I have that going, but...
I guess I'll just quit my job.
Yeah.
Like, worth it. I have some savings.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for listening to our special bonus episode and our fun ramblings of excitement after watching today's Nintendo Direct. My name is Amanda, and I'll see you next mission.
See you next mission.
See you next mission.
What were your first, like, responses when you first saw it?
You can go first. Go for it?
Now, are you older than or younger than Metroid?
I am. I think I'm a couple of months older than Metroid because my birthday's in February.
Ooh. Holy bleep, you're old. And I'm stuck on Silk Song right now, so that hurts.
I still need to finish Hollow Knight.
Oh my God.
I'm like at the end of it, but then like I kept thinking, I'm like, no, I'm going to go back and do this. And now I'm going to go back and do this. And now I don't even remember what I've done.
Well, I recently finished it in under 10 hours.
Well, I've put a few more hours than that into it. When you're a Star Fox or an F-Zero fan, it's like Nintendo likes to pretend you don't exist. Like, oh, did you say something? We didn't hear anything. What? Metroid? Yeah, Zelda, Mario.
If there are any Star Fox or F-Zero fans listening, we see you, we hear you, and we love you.
But they're like at the very edge of the map, just like the mountain in Ocarina of Time. What was the name of that mountain?
I couldn't really help you there.
Roy couldn't help me there. That's so sad.
I'm bad with maps.
They need to make more Star Fox games. What
the hell? This may be a Metroid podcast, but we stand the Star Fox.
This is going to be the Prime 4 release trailer / Star Fox episode.
I am okay with that. And be different from what it looks like from the trailer. Read more. I'm also doubtful. It says read more. Well, I clicked the read more button.
I can't believe the new suit was like a bike suit all along.
Biker Samus.
Biker Samus.
Samus joining a biker gang.
Of course. She's going to shave the side of her head and get super ripped and wear black and have tattooed arms. I mean, she's hard enough that she could do it.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for listening to our special bonus episode. We were just... And listen to... Thank you, everybody, for... let me try that again.
The Shine Sparkers podcast is edited by Stefan Wells with music from Maserati. If you enjoyed what you heard, we hope you'll consider following us on our social media pages. We're on Twitter, Blue Sky, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. For the latest Metroid news, interviews, community features, and other exclusive content, visit our website at shinesparkers.net. See you next mission.